Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. As an avid traveler, global nomad, and someone who considers themselves a citizen of the world, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. My hope in creating this podcast is to inspire you to take the leap of faith and to design the life of your dreams. For me, that includes connecting with like-minded individuals and creating a community of souls living their best lives out, in, and around the world. Each week, you'll hear stories and conversations from fellow travelers who have figured out how to incorporate travel as a key component in their daily lives. Their stories are beautiful and inspiring, just like you. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. So let's do this. Here we go. Hello, 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 beautiful souls. Welcome back to today's episode of the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. Today is a travel talk episode, and this week's episode is a spin-off to my conversation with the Trusted House Sitters representative, Angela Laws. Angela's podcast episode dropped on Tuesday, and if you haven't listened to it yet, tune in. It's episode number 65. Today's topic for our travel talk is slow travel. And as Angela is a Trusted House Sitters representative, we dove deep into all of the ways that pet and house sitting are really great options for people who like to move about the world slowly. And so today's episode, we're going to dive deeper into the topic of slow travel. We're going to talk about what it is, what it isn't, and go over a few ways you can incorporate your own slow travel methods. We'll also discuss if this might be a good practice for you as a traveler. So, without further ado, let's get into it. You hear a lot about slow travel nowadays. I feel like many of the styles of travel that just were in the past now have names for them, so it makes it a little easier to define your travel style to others. And so, what is slow travel? Some might call slow travel a philosophy. And for others, it's just a way to move about the world. For those in the philosophy camp, it's a way that embraces a more intentional and immersive approach to exploring the planet. For me, it's about, well, moving slowly and savoring the journey and really getting to learn about a place rather than rushing around from one destination to the next. Slow travel allows space for meaningful experiences over just ticking off tourist attractions or running through a city to see all that you can see in the shortest amount of time. My travel style has never been one to rush. I guess that's not really surprising since I don't rush around in my day-to-day life outside of travel either. And the reality is, the first country I visited overseas was New Zealand, and I ended up staying there for an entire year. So you could say that slow travel is just in my nature. So slow travel versus sort of quote unquote traditional travel, is one better than the other? The answer is no. There's a season for everything, but there are some differences. Traditional travel often involves hopping from one tourist hotspot to the next, or, for example, hitting all the countries in Southeast Asia on your two-month holiday. Or traditional travel might involve visiting five European capitals in 2 weeks, while slow travel could mean spending a month in a tiny rural village in Spain. Traditional travel is more about ticking the list as opposed to any sort of cultural immersion. Not to say that you're not learning as you go, if you're moving about the world quickly or just going to all of the hot spots, but slow travel allows you space to really take in a sight. Slow travel really does encourage a deeper connection with the places that you visit and with the people that you encounter along the way. It's not about rushing to check items off a bucket list, but allowing space for the magic of the journey to unfold. That's one of the things that I like about it so much. It allows space for the magic to happen, for the conversation with the person that you never would have expected, for the inside scoop into a little beach that you'd never heard of. Slowing down enough to really take time and meet the locals and stay in a place long enough allows you to develop a routine in the fact of you know how to get somewhere when you're walking. You don't have to look at your Google Maps. You get to know a place truly, and it feels like you're living there, not just visiting. It's giving yourself permission to relax and to slow down and to truly take it all in. And so why would someone practice slow travel? Like, what's in it? Why would we do that? Well, the first thing is that it is much less expensive to see the world that way. From the accommodation perspective alone, when booking accommodation for longer periods, especially on sites like Vrbo or Airbnb, you can most always get a discount for longer term stays. And not only that, but the slower you move, the less transportation you're paying for. Another reason is that slow travel really is better for the environment on so many levels. It just wins that category all around. The fewer planes you hop on or the less you move about, the smaller your environmental footprint. I love that slow travel really allows you to support local communities. You can support local economies because you learn who the small businesses and the local businesses are. And while you're there, you get to patronize those businesses and support those places. You can stay in locally owned accommodations. And no matter where we are in the world, the more we can support local small businesses, the more our dollars are able to help the communities that we're in. And that help has a long-term positive impact on those communities. And that is just a gift that keeps on giving. Slow travel can also be sustainable travel. It encourages people to engage in a destination in a respectful and a responsible manner. You look for the local businesses. You look for the tour companies that promote environmental tourism. You do your best to leave the smallest footprint in the communities that you're visiting. And with this increased awareness, it really can lead to positive long-term changes in tourism as a whole. And one of my probably favorite reasons to move about the world slowly is because as a traveler, moving slowly really helps prevent burnout. I mean, travel fatigue is a thing. In my experience, the faster I move, the more exhausted I became and the less I enjoyed myself. And the whole point is to have fun, right? To learn a little along the way and design a life that's sustainable. No matter how quickly you move about the world, you'll never see everything. And so why not dial it back a little bit? Take some time to slow down, have a breather. Because when you're moving at warp speed, just going from country to country, you learn pretty quickly that's not sustainable. It takes the fun, or it can take the fun and the joy out of it. But just like anything in life, there's a season for everything. Slow travel does require flexibility, and you might need more time at a destination than your actual holiday time from work allows. Sometimes you get 2 weeks holiday and that's it. And if that's the case, you can still practice slow travel by choosing maybe the top 3 or 4 must-see spots for you in that destination, as opposed to visiting every single site. My guess is that if you allow yourself a little bit of space in your holiday, you'll slow down long enough to create memories and not just tick off the list. And that's really the whole point, isn't it? To explore new places and create memories with those we love while we're there. I can guarantee that skipping a few of those must-see sites won't ruin your holiday. In fact, it just might have the opposite effect. You may end up having the absolute best evening sitting in that little street-side cafe, enjoying watching the world go by while deep in conversation with those around you. Life isn't about doing it all. It's about being your best. And sometimes that requires time and space. I know that the joy of travel is seeing new places and experiencing new things. For me, sometimes it's about experiencing new things without having to see all of the places. For me, slow travel creates a freedom, whereas just ticking places off the list almost feels like a job. It's a lot of pressure to try and see all the things. The other thing that slow travel has allowed for me over the years is when I get to have those beautiful, unexpected conversations with people out of the blue, it's opened me up to new places. And I've allowed myself to sort of follow the yellow brick road, so to speak. I've gone to entire countries I hadn't considered before, all from a conversation with someone. And that really, for me, is the joy of slow travel. It's about having a loose plan, but allowing the magic within that as well. And I understand sometimes we only get small moments of time and we want to make the most of it. My bet is that you can still make the most of it and not see all the must-sees as well. So what's your experience with slow travel? Do you have a particular memory or experience that happened when you allowed yourself to slow down on the road? If so, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM at designhertravel. I can't wait to hear all about it. Until next time, my friends. Thank you so much for showing up and listening to this episode. I know that there are so many things in life that you could be doing right now, and so it means a lot to me that you're here. There are so many more episodes coming your way, so if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to review and follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like to hear it, please share. Those little acts of kindness mean a lot and help more than you know. I appreciate your time and getting the opportunity to share this moment. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd love to connect, so reach out on social. You can find me on Instagram at seafaringwanderer. That's SEAFARING WANDERER. And then you can join our Facebook group at Design Her Travel Podcast. I would love to connect, hear more from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, places you'd like to hear about, and things you'd like to know how to do when designing your life. So thank you, everyone, and I'll be back soon.